British Prime Minister Theresa May has told her cabinet, apropos of Brexit, you wouldn't throw away a jar of jam if it's gone mouldy on top. You just scrape the mould off and eat the rest. Lorraine Huss, spokesperson for Food Standards Australia New Zealand. Lorraine, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
What would you do?
I would not do that. I would absolutely not do that. Mould can release toxins into food, and whether or not it releases those toxins depends on the moisture content and the density of the food. So jam is definitely one I would be throwing out. Hard cheese, on the other hand, is something that you can cut the mould off and usually, you know, cut an extra centimetre off just to be safe.
Okay, why is cheese safe and jam not?
So not all cheeses. So we're talking really hard cheeses. So it's all about, the moisture content and the density of the food. So the more moisture a food has in it, the more those toxins that can be released from some moulds can be released into the food and they can make you sick.
But some mould is good for you, isn't it? Because we've been told, for example, that blue cheese, which is mould, is very good for your gut.
Yes. No, look, there are, as I said, there are different types of moulds. Not all of them are dangerous, hence the blue cheese, which I personally love. But some of the moulds that grow on food can be dangerous unless you've got a laboratory set up to test the foods and to see whether any of those toxins have been released. It's safer to throw them out.
Does the mould on top of the jam indicate the condition of what appears to be the good jam underneath? Does it indicate that good jam must be off too?
No, like I said, you can't tell. And I mean, I guess that's where you know, unless you have a laboratory in your home, it's really about risk and managing that risk. So as I said, as the mould grows, it can release these toxins, which can make you quite sick, into the food, particularly if it's got a high moisture content. And that's why you wanted to be throwing it out.
Good on you, Lorraine. Thanks for clarifying that for us.
No problem.
Lorraine subscribes to the adage, in doubt, throw it out. Yeah. It's very bad news for Theresa May's Brexit deal.
Well, it's very bad news for the, 70% of our listeners who'd keep it.
Exactly. We've got to ring 10 Downing Street and say, for goodness sake, Theresa, stop doing it. You're going to kill yourself.